FAA managers used a conference room inside the terminal at Eisenhower Airport to conduct a safety risk management panel on February 4th. The meeting was supposed to give local airport stakeholders a chance to weigh in on the agency's proposal to end the Contract Weather Observer program. About 20 aviation officials were there as the meeting began. No congressional representatives were on hand, and the meeting was closed to the public and news media.
The criticism, from my point of view, goes toward the FAA. We simply were not notified, didn't know about it.
Senator Jerry Moran serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee and the Subcommittee on Aviation Operations, Safety, and Security, two entities that directly deal with FAA funding and policy. At the request of the airport's director, a staff member from Senator Moran's office showed up, but it was at the end of the roughly five-hour meeting.
We regret that the FAA didn't notify members of Congress of their plans, and we're going to certainly have the opportunity to have their attention.
Ending the Contract Weather Observer program means air traffic controllers will be responsible for monitoring the weather and collecting data from automated sensors. There will be no more personal interpretations of current conditions, such as deciding whether we have freezing rain, sleet, or ice pellets, as the controllers won't be required to leave the tower. Senator Moran says this change could hamper safety, given Wichita's unique circumstances.
We certainly have ever-changing weather, difficult to forecast and to report. It's constantly changing. But even more importantly, Wichita is a place in which there is a significant amount of general aviation air traffic.
It's not just that Eisenhower Airport is busy. It's the mix of aircraft that makes directing air traffic challenging. On any given day, there could be small private planes, specialized military aircraft, test pilots for aircraft manufacturers, or commercial airliners in the airspace. The FAA maintains that the transition to tower weather observations at Eisenhower and 56 other mid-size airports is just a proposal and part of an evaluation on the best use of fiscal resources. But according to those who attended the private meeting in Wichita, the agency's facilitators announced early on that the decision had already been made. It was happening, period. That didn't sit well with those in the room, including senior weather observer Joe Rosner.
They kind of went through this dog and pony show to make people feel like they're part of this decision, but the decision was made before we even stepped in the room.
Rosner spent the past 40 years doing weather observations for the military, three National Weather Service offices, and then Eisenhower Airport when he came on 7 years ago as a contract weather observer.
See that water tower over there? That's one of our long-range visibility markers that we'll use when we come out to make sure we have 10 miles and stuff.
Rosner was not allowed to speak at the meeting about any potential safety risks that might be a result of the contract weather observer program ending. Representatives from the airlines and aircraft manufacturers and even the airport's director were not allowed to object to the plan. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says he was surprised to learn that the FAA was moving forward because this was the first meeting on the proposal.
This wasn't a meeting to give a compelling argument to keep these observers in place because of all of our concerns. This is what we're doing. We really don't care if you're on board or not. We're just kind of sharing with you what's going to happen. You guys figure it out from there.
Mayor Longwell and others are worried about the reliability and accuracy of weather stats once the tower begins relying only on the sensors without using information from the existing contract weather observers.
It will never be the same. We're also concerned that there could be a fallout with airline companies that are trying to make choices of what cities they serve. And if this becomes an issue, certainly a public safety issue, it could certainly turn into a decision based on, let's serve the cities where we have less risk involved.
Senator Moran says he wants to stop the FAA from implementing the plan and will use upcoming hearings to make his case.
The appropriations process and the reauthorization process, the substantive legislative process, to get the FAA's attention, either on their own then to decide this is something they don't want to do, or to prevent them from doing it.
Legislation to keep the FAA going and funded is working its way through Congress right now.
We have the ability to say no money can be spent to implement this plan. There's never a guaranteed outcome in these circumstances, but we certainly have the position as a member of the Commerce Committee and as a member of the Appropriations Committee to have significant input and hopefully the ability to change their mind, and if not, to change their mind for them.
Moran isn't the only lawmaker opposed to the FAA plan to transfer the on-the-ground weather reporting to air traffic towers.
It is pleasing to me to know the chairwoman and ranking Democrat on the Aviation Appropriations Subcommittee, the Transportation Subcommittee, is on the same side of this issue as I am, and so we have significant allies in that battle.
It appears the FAA has already made the decision for budgetary reasons. The agency's pending budget request for fiscal year 2017 has a funding increase for operations. The FAA plans to offset that increase with the savings it will realize from ending the Contract Weather Observer program. That is, unless Senator Moran changes their mind. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.